Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting, just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Coming to you live from training camp in my car, where the audio is a little bit more controlled and no outside noises and people jumping into view and all that stuff. Fun practice as it just got done. Probably 100% the lightest practice of the entire training camp so far. Yesterday was the longest day. Team pads, all that stuff. Today, not even shoulder pads, not even girdles for some of the guys. Debo got his first day off. But for the majority of practice, still a lot of polish, a lot of nice, you know, teamwork, which was really, really cool. Ones versus ones, two versus twos, three versus threes, all this different stuff. So it was a very constructive day. Still got a lot of notes. The rotation was interesting. You know, probably the number one thing, man, you look at it, we'll talk about him later. Dominique Pooney, fourth consecutive day with the ones. It seems like, I don't think that it's Pooney's job to lose. I think they want Spencer Burford to be the guy there, but Spencer Burford's working out on the side, and he's working really, really hard. He's still got the cast on his hand and all that kind of stuff for the wrap. It might not be a full cast, but I'm just saying this. It's Dominique Pooney continues just to be as advertised. And a lot of camp, he's been opposite, you know, Ben Bartsch. He's been opposite, you know, or right next to Nick Sakel, all that stuff. Banks was back today. Brando was back today. Colton McKivitz is back today. He's just on par with those guys. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, whenever we're talking just about what he's capable of, he belongs. Will he start week one? I don't know. If Spencer Burford's healthy, this Shanahan era has just gone with Burford. Maybe a rotation. Maybe we could see that. But I'm telling you, Dominique Pooney is going to be playing somewhere on this offensive line this year. And I absolutely, Absolutely love that. So, you know, number one takeaway, again, I think I just want to kind of stay with that, is just Dominique Pooney looks the part. He's just so consistently good. His anchor might be the best on the team outside of, like, Trent Williams. It's definitely better than Brindle, definitely better than Banks, which that's kind of Banks' biggest asset. Way better than Burford, way better than McKivitz. Like, he just has that. And again, you know, I was talking with Raj with our SF, who does a great job, had a really good time hanging out with him today. You know, we were talking about, like, week one, you're playing Quinnen Williams. So do you want to throw a rookie out there to Quinnen Williams? Do you go with the vet? Do you rotate? What do you want to do there? Oh, man, a lot of questions there. Bobo, appreciate the super chat. He says, we'll have a top three offense and a top five defense this year. We had it last year, too. So I think it's very, very possible. The offense, when Brock Purdy's in there, is just calm, cool, collected, clean. It doesn't matter. Debo's out. Ayuk's out. You know, your starting wide receivers today were Chris Conley and Juwan Jennings. No issues. Juwan Jennings probably had the best day today, to be honest with you. I think he had 6+ first down catches. It didn't matter if he's with the ones, the twos. He's just a killer, man. Juwan Jennings has been great. He's looked really, really good. And Brock Purdy looked great, too, today, all day. There were a few times he held the ball a little too long, which I didn't like. But, you know, he's working through things. Had one throw across his body, which is like the Brock Purdy, like, no. Yes. He's a fun guy. Now, defensive rotation, just a couple notes just with the starters. Seems to be more of the same, except there was no DFF at practice today. He did not practice. So, finally, I know they're not listening to John Chapman, but I've been clamoring, like, please put D Winners in the Sam rotation. He hasn't even gotten a Sam snap this far up to camp. And so he finally got his work with the ones at the Sam spot, and it was awesome. He belongs. Almost got an interception late in team drills. D Winners is good, man. He is consistently good. So I love seeing that. Rotation everywhere else was pretty much the exact same. It was nice having Banks back at left guard. Now, first players out at practice today. Same player every single day is first, Isaac Yiadom. Work ethic, just awesome. He is just such a – it's a delight to see. Now, I do wonder, usually the first guy out is Talanoa Hufanga, but obviously he's not practicing with the ACL. I do wonder who would be out first if both of them were healthy, but I digress. Right after Yiadom, Malik Mustafa, Mahoney, D Winners, the first two offensive players came after a lot of defensive guys out. Colton McKivitz continued. He's putting in the work, guys. And Cody Schrader had a good day today. Now, no pads, so it's hard to evaluate a running back, but he looks the part. He really does look the part. Looks good. Guys I didn't see, no DFF. Darrell Luter Jr., Burford, and Jacob Cowing all worked out on the side. And I think almost, you know, Burford's got the hand, and Luter and Cowan got hamstring issues, but they were sprinting. I think all three of those guys are very close to being back. Darrell Luter looks fine. Jacob Cowan was sprinting like crazy. And then off besides them, you had Isaac Garendo, the rookie. He's not doing anything. He's got a hamstring too. Like, he's not jogging. He's not stretching. He's not running. He's doing his work inside somewhere where we can't see. He was just standing out there. So, you know, anybody that thinks, how do I say this? Isaac Garendo ain't happening this year. I don't know what you do with that. Because, I mean, if he can't even jog and run right now, his hamstring's so bad. And Shanahan said his hamstring's way worse than everybody else's. What do you do with that? Is he just an automatic IR, kind of like Cameron Latu was last year? Now, the NFL rules are different. He can't go on the PUP because he didn't start on the PUP. So it's IR or active 53. Those are only two options. But the NFL rules changed where you have to predetermine now. So you could put, you know, Isaac Grando on the IR and be done for the year, but he could never return this year. Or you could say, look, this is one of our 8 returnees, but you have to designate that before the 53 man is set. So the 49ers got some work to do. Do you just say, we're putting you on ice for a full year? Elijah Mitchell's going to be gone next year. The contract expires. You'll step in and compete then. We'll keep Cody Schrader up now. What do you do? I do think, again, sticking with the running back room, if somebody's being affected in a negative way, Isaac Grando getting no play time, can't even jog out there. Cody Schrader has elevated and passed Patrick Taylor Jr., which you love to see. It sucks for Patrick Taylor Jr. He had a drop today, Patrick Taylor did, and Cody Schrader just seems to be inching his way up. Now, I mean, there's a clear demarcation between the top three and the bottom three guys, but CMC was out there practicing today, no team drills. Elijah Mitchell wasn't out there today, got a rest day. At least I hope it's a rest day. Jordan Mason took all the ones, and he looked good. Did have his first drop, and he was mad. Went down, punched the ground. Wasn't the ground's fault that he dropped it. It was a perfect pass. He did also have 2 to 3 receptions that, like, just looked good. Like, he looks smooth on routes, which is different. But, Isaac Grando, that's probably one of the worst news days, is just I don't see how he makes this roster except for on IR. And the question then is he just done for the year? Or do you want to bring him back in November and have that option? You have to predetermine that. I don't like that. And that even complicates, you know, everybody every year is like, man, we're deep in the running back room. We could trade Elijah Mitchell. We could trade Jordan Mason. We could trade these guys. If Isaac Grando throws a huge wrench in that, because if you're counting him out for the year, you don't have insane running back depth anymore. You got your three. Kyle Shanahan's not going into the season with two running backs he trusts. You're not trading Mason. You're not trading those guys. It's just not going to happen. So that's a little bit of an issue for me. Like, I really wish we knew the severity of that injury and what they're trying to do with them. But tomorrow's the day off for the 49ers. I'll be back out here on Tuesday. Maybe we see a little bit of a bump. Maybe we see, you know, we get some updates on Isaac Grando. But that's something to watch, not just for Isaac Grando's sake, but if he's out, you're not trading a running back. And that does make Cody Schrader, you know, he gets that extra life and all that stuff. So I like that. RTP, my man, appreciate you, buddy. I can't buy a ticket late. I wish I could have got you a ticket out here today. Apologies. Matthew, he has been, you know, freaking the man. He says, another day at camp, more questions answered, minimal injuries. There was one scare today, and it was light. Ronnie Bell's been awesome.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, She feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Contested catch extravaganza, climbs up, goes as high as he can, climbs the ladder, makes a catch, comes down, lands right on his shoulder, made the catch first off, incredible catching team, but he stayed down for a good 5-6 counts, and you could see he was favoring his shoulder, and it was like, no, he's having a good camp, you know, a lot of contested catches, is he going to come in? He walks out of team, Ronnie Bell does, we don't see him anymore of that team period, I'm like, dang it. Then they go to special teams individual. He's back there returning punts, look great. They do another team segment later. Not one, but another two contested catches. Like, Ronnie Bell has completely, you know, we spend all this time working on draft profiles and scouting reports, and this is what they can do, can't do. He was the worst contested catch player in the history of the NCAA almost at Michigan. Terrible. He had like a 12% contested catch rate. Fast forward 2 years. Like, I guarantee you, the 49ers said, you got to work on this. He's, like, the best contested catch player we have. It makes no sense. He had 4 contested catches today in one practice, and he, like, came down hard on his shoulder. So, props to Ronnie Bell. I don't ever want him returning a punt, But, man, if the questions linger with the Ayuk situation, it gives room. It just creates more room. And, you know, obviously you want the Ayuk stuff to work out. But I don't know who the last two wide receivers you keep are. Chris Conley is, in my personal opinion, the best wide receiver outside of the locks, right? So, like, Deebo, Ayuk, Jennings, Pearsall, Cowing, those guys, whatever else. But if you're only keeping 5 to 6, Conley started today. They had 3 or 4 solid plays, perfect in the run game, plays all 3 wide receiver spots, great on special teams. He's the most physically talented player. He's the largest physical player. He's the fastest. Although, like, Conley would be my bet, and he's just the most consistent. He's just consistent. Bell, amazing contested catches. Trent Taylor, that's who I probably want to be our punt returner. Plus, he's had a great damn camp. He's been incredible. So, like, you add him into it, then, you know, Roddy Bell, like, there's just so many wide receivers, and it's just like, what do we do here? And plus, Danny Gray, who finally got some work with the returners. I don't know what's taking them so long there, but whatever. Take that for what you want. What's up, Big Papa? Yeah, Shanahan loves him some vets. He always tries to sneak some people in, and he snuck Chris Conley in last year off the practice squad. I'm not sure he could do that now, especially with what he did in the Super Bowl, but we'll see how that plays out. Also interesting of note, Jair Brown, who's obviously starting safety, even if Hufanga comes back, zero work in special teams. And like, again, you look at last year, 2 years ago, you know, Talanoa Hufanga having an all-pro season, he's out there on all the special team stuff. This year, no special teams work for Jair Brown. So I think that that's a testament to not only Jair Brown being awesome, but like, look, we're going to let everybody else try to compete for that stuff. We've got to have you, especially with Hufanga out. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Let's talk a lot about Pearsall. My biggest questions is just his physicality. He's tough. He's brave. He'll take a big hit. I'm not saying any of those things. How is he versus contested physical coverage? That's a question mark. Goes out there today, and I think that he had his best practice of training camp today. I thought it was the cleanest. I thought he looked the most comfortable and confident. But guess what? There were no pads. There were no pads. And so if this is what, like, it's just like, man, come on. Like, he was great today. I'll go through, you know, he had a cheap motion early where you motion and then snap and go. Hit a dig route, was perfect. Purdy to him. It was just smooth. He had an awesome pass from Brandon Allen, who is your quarterback too, by the way. That continues to distance itself. It's Brock Purdy, Brandon Allen, then Joshua Dobbs. Even though Joshua Dobbs probably had the best pass of the day, it was incomplete. He was throwing on the move and just freaking awesome pass right through Frank Darby's arms. But I think probably the best pass of the day. But anyway, back to Ricky Pearsall. He knows where to go, looks more comfortable than he has all year. He had a decent block on an end around. Ronnie Bell came back on an end around. He was taking the Deebo role. Worked really, really good. You know, kind of chipped the defensive end and then worked to the linebacker. I really liked it. Got Deemo on a comeback. So he was playing press man outside against Diamador Lenore. And Deemo is with him, you know, is kind of pressing the fade, shut it down. Option route came under. And Brock Purdy hit him perfectly. Nice catch. It was awesome. Then the next series, he's working with the twos, and it was the same situation against Isaac Yiadom, I believe. And so he's pressing. He didn't beat his guy vertically, so he shut it down and tried to set the dig down. But B.A. threw it deep. And so it's an option route where if you're beating your guy vertically, you stay. And if you're not, then you come back. Where I was at, I was like, man, he probably should have stretched that vertically. And you could tell, like, they were both on the wrong page looking at each other like, oh, no. Like, I did what I was supposed to do. They both did that, so I'm curious to see how Brian Greasy and Shanahan are going to treat that in camp, but it was interesting. But again, go back to Pearsall's tape. He's not the vertical threat. He was never asked to do that in the slot position. So there's just some work that needs to be done. What do we want you to do there? If you can press vertical, do you press vertical? Pearsall's comfortable closer to the quarterback. That's just who he is. Look at the catches, the circus catches, all that stuff. You don't have a lot of him just burning guys one-on-one deep. So can this adapt? And again, I still don't know where is Ricky Pearsall most comfortable at the wide receiver spot? I still don't think X is it. He had a great catch against Demo, which is incredible, but then he was off with the quarterback. Like, slot and Z is kind of where that is, but if Ayuk's not out there, you got to have somebody. Got to have somebody. Rock Ya-Sin locked him up deep one play. It just was with him step for step. Quarterback looked the other way. So I thought Pearsall had a good day. I thought it was his best day. Nowhere near comfortable with Ricky Pearsall being a starting quarterback. Like I talked about all those other wide receivers. If I had to pick somebody to be out there right now, Pearsall's behind all of them. I would rather have Trent Taylor. I'd rather have Conley. I'd rather have Bell. I'd rather have Danny Gray. Right now, it's just the comfortability and just the more reps and all that. But that's nothing new. That's how the 49ers treat their entire roster. And I'm not saying that he's behind or whatever. It's just not – the comfortability's not there. It's just not there yet. So more reps, getting out there in the preseason, all those things. He looks the part. You can see the flashes with Ricky Pearsall. They're there. The shiftiness and all – like, it's there. Hands there. Speed there. It's just – you don't have to throw him out there. That's the cool thing. It's not the 2029ers with Brandon Ayuk has to start, like, period. There's nobody else. Injuries and whatever else. It's not that. Ronnie Bell was great. Play of the day, I thought Bosa did a stunt inside, and it was awesome. Like, he just came scot-free. You know, the Jake Brendel went the wrong way or something. And so, I mean, he would have sacked Brock pretty easily, just looped straight up the A-gap. And Brock goes to throw it, and Bosa realizes, like, he might hit me with his hand. And Bosa does this, like, weird turning summer jump, like, somersault jump kneel to get out of the way of Purdy, which was awesome. And it was just the amount of veteran knowledge and just understanding of what this year is. Bosa, like, got this clean release, awesome stunt. It was perfect, but then, like, oh, crap, Brock Purdy is everything. Get the hell out of the way. And so, like, to see, you know, former defensive player of the year realize just, like, don't get anywhere near Brock Purdy. And, you know, Purdy just did a check down. Would have been a sack. But it was just one of those things where it's just like, okay, this team starting to figure it out. And you're getting buy-in across everywhere. And it's just making sense. So today was a fun day. A lot of twos, a lot of three reps, twos on twos, threes on threes, which was cool. No problem with that. You know, Jared Kingston sticking with the rookies. He played both guard spots today. We've seen him get snaps at right tackle. He got some right guard snaps. He got some left guard snaps. He's all over the place there. So a fun day. I really enjoyed it. It was probably the largest day as far as fans go that were present, which sucks because it was the – no pads and shortest practice probably of training camp so far. But Rusty, 100%. We've got tomorrow, 49ers got off. Everybody gets a day off. Tuesday, I'll be back out here. Wednesday, Dwight Clark Day. Thursday, I'm flying out to Nashville. And so we'll be in Nashville hosting an event right before the game. So if you know anybody that's out there, probably going to be at PBR Live. We had another venue try to persuade us over there. I haven't finalized those details yet. Stay tuned. I'll post those all over social media. So if you're in Nashville and you want to hang out with 49ers fans right before the game, right there on Broadway, we'll be at one of those spots. So anyway, that's going to do it for us. Really appreciate you guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Until next time, stay strong and faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.